The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
It's the 29th day in the month of April. A very good morning to our esteemed listeners. Welcome to another educative question and answer episode of Stocks to Watch on Review. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. Before the question and answer comes up, here's a quick rundown of transactions at the Nigerian equity market yesterday. Nigerian stock market again closed higher on Thursday, driven by appreciation in the prices of 34 stocks, as the All Share Index rose by 0.55% to settle at 48,837.76 points from the previous lows of 48,571.75 points. The market capitalization grew by 0.55% to close at 26.529 trillion naira from the previous lows of 26.186 trillion naira, thereby shedding 143 billion naira. An aggregate of 759.6 million units of shares were traded in 5,032 deals valued at 5.5 billion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 34 equities appreciated in their share prices against 17 equities that declined in their share prices. Cadbury and Multiverse led the gainers with 10% growth each to close at 9 naira 35 kobo and 22 kobo from the previous close of 8 naira 50 kobo and 20 kobo respectively. Trans-Nationwide Express, Cal PLC and Seplat, among others, also grew their share prices by 9.88%, 9.77% and 9.09% respectively. Champions Breweries led price decliners table as it shed 6.88% of its share price to close at 2 naira 30 kobo from the previous close of 2 naira 47 kobo. FTN Kelco, Linkage Assurance and Cultville, among all the price decliners, also shed their share prices by 5.13%, 3.92% and 3.77% respectively. Let's go on a quick break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Have you heard of Universal Insurance PLC? Universal Insurance PLC have been in existence in Nigeria since March 1961, and their services include general insurance like car insurance, marine insurance, oil and gas insurance, oil and special peril insurance, general accident insurance, and all insurance bonds. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services, hurry now and pick up your insurance with Universal Insurance PLC. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services like embracing ICT and networking with a dynamic workforce, effective and efficient service delivery, broker-friendly, and so much more. Universal Insurance PLC headquarter office is at number 8 Bagada Expressway, Antony, Lagos, Nigeria. Or you visit our website, www.universalinsurancepLC.com. Universal Insurance PLC, our word is our bond.
Welcome back and thank you for staying with us. Mr. Aaron Akebira, the MD CEO, Global View Capital Limited, is with me on the program this morning to respond to your questions. Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ruth.
All right, sir, to the questions we have for this morning. Please, is Fidelity marked down and price adjusted? Also, if I buy Fidelity in between their close of register, am I entitled to dividend, say, CDL 25 to 29, and I buy in between?
Well, unfortunately, Fidelity price has been marked down as we speak. But what I do see in most of these questions, like sometimes we still get confused about disclosure date and qualification date wahala. Let me be as you have to re-emphasize here, that closure date is the date that the register of the company will be closed. Like from the question that is asked, that means the register will be closed between 25 and 29. That is, the register will not be updated between those days for the purpose of determining those who are qualified for the dividend. And what do we mean by updating a register? There is a relationship between CSCS and the registrar. That when trades are done on a particular stock, buy and sell, that CSS sent those information to the registrar, who will now in turn update the register of the company to determine those that are bought and those that are sold. Some may have sold half or part of their holdings. Maybe there are even new investors. So they will update the register on daily basis. But this closure date at the base that the registrar will not update that register to determine who or who is qualified for the dividend. So if you buy within that closure date between 25 and 39, your name will not appear in the register. That's because the register will not be updated and will not be qualified for the dividend. Why? Because for the example that is above from 25 to 29, on the 30th, that stock will be marked down before the register is open. So it will not be qualified for that dividend.
All right, thank you for that clarification, sir. The second question, please. Is there any information about Champions Brewery and C&I Leasing?
For C&I Leasing, they are yet to release their quarter 1 2022 results. But for Champions Brewery released their quarter 2 2021 earnings with a 161.5% growth. That is from 211 million to 554 million as their bottom line. That is a profit after tax. The market reacted to that and gave the price to 247 kobo from 208 kobo. But you know, as profit is retaken, the market has also driven that price back to 230 kobo. As we speak, Champion Brewery is trading 230 kobo.
All right, sir. Moving on to the third question. The release of 17 new shares of FTN Coco for 22 shares held at 50 kobo share. Is it a good buy since it is sold below 50 kobo in the stock exchange?
But the last result from FTN Coco, which is quarter 1 2022, revealed a loss of 4 kobo, which was actually a better loss. If you look at all other results that I have seen so far, you will see a returning of losses. What I would just tell the person that asked this question is that if the performance of the company at those level of losses justify your standard, then go ahead and take the offer. But remember, price sometimes does not actually matter as far as investment is concerned. Look at Guinness. Guinness has started rising from 30 naira and closed the market yesterday at 95 naira. And it moved from 88 naira, 25 kobo yesterday to 95 naira because of its early results. So it is not whether the stock is 50 kobo or the stock is 25 kobo. When the stock has been losing, you are talking about 17 for 22. And also remember too that 50 kobo on the floor of the exchange now is not the kappa price anymore. That 50 kobo can lose to 20 kobo. So please sit down and ask yourself and look at the result of FTN Coco, and that will justify whether you can take the 17 for 22 or look for other stock. By the way, is FTN Coco the only stock that is listed on the exchange?
Mm-hmm. All right, so you mentioned Guinness. Someone asked a question on Guinness, so let me just take that. I said, what's driving the price of Guinness? At October 2021, share price was 30 naira. Now it's sold for 95 naira. It keeps rising. What's driving it? Sentiment? Is the quarter one result out yet?
You see, what I saw in Guinness is a management that knew that they made a mistake. The management that knew that there was a problem that drove their price. Because when I became a stockbroker, I met Guinness price over 200. And that price was driven down to about 30 naira, by where it's coming from. But the manager would have signed and identified what was their problem. And they actually found the problem and they are solving it gradually. And you can see that Guinness has been on the rise since the release of its quarter one. Of the quarter one result, it has been recorded steady performance. They recorded about 730% in their quarter three from 8 kobo, from 84 kobo to 6 naira 98 kobo. That is 730% growth. So it's very steady. It shows a recovery from quarter one to quarter two to quarter three. So the market is already looking that there's every possibility that Guinness can hit a 10 naira any per share. And by the time they hit 10 naira any per share, you know what they can do. That means they can pay good dividend instead of the lackluster dividend that we have seen, like 84 kobo and the rest. So, as I'm telling you, for the fact that Guinness closed 95 naira yesterday, it does stock had the potential of getting over 120 or thereabouts. So if Guinness is there to be bought and the net profit between 95 and maybe 120 or what I say as far as the market can carry it, then you are talking about FTN Coco, right? They have always been making losses. So Guinness is pure performance. From quarter one, the glass of the quarter one, you can see the trajectory, the good trajectory from quarter one to quarter two to quarter three. and the market is believing that by the time we see quarter four, three of our four is A1 now. So if we have seen three quarters of their year, then that means that their next result will be very, very fantastic.
All right, Sam. Let's see if we can take two more questions. Does Oando PLC have a dual listing? Is Oando PLC Johannesburg also part of Oando PLC Nigeria? Are they different entity or the same thing?
They are not different entities. They are one and the same. Oando has a primary and secondary listing on the Nigeria exchange and as well as Johannesburg Stock Exchange, respectively. They are one and the same Oando.
All right, sir. Now, the last question we can take for today. Who makes more money in the market, traders or investors? Who is more of the high-risk taker in nature between trader and investor?
A trader is akin to a speculator who looks for short-term opportunities in the market to make quick returns. An investor is that person who looks hard for good potential in a company over a long term and takes his position. Why, at the moment an investor takes his position, whether the stock is losing or gaining, he will maintain that position because he has done his due diligence and can fairly predict the direction and the behavior of the price of that stock. But because the trader wants to make quick and immediate money, he may ignore some warning signs and may make wrong judgment to the extent that instead of making money, he will be losing money. The capital market is risky, but the risk is more to the trader as he may jump into a stock and for one reason or the other, the price drops, he will get panic and jump out and fall. And before you know, the price begins to rise. But as an investor who has taken his position, he knows that this is the trajectory, this is where this stock is going. There could be temporary disequilibrium. If it happens, it stays there. Let me give you an instance. UPDC released their results from losses, they now make a profit from 88 cobalt, it went to 96 cobalt. And for 96 cobalt yesterday, it got to 105. Before I left the machine, I saw that it was returned back to 98 cobalt. An investor will stay because they know that UPDC is coming out of the doldrums, is leaving the loss position to the profit position. But a trader would have jumped out. At the moment, if he hasn't bought at 96 cobalt, I did before yesterday, the moment it was reversed back to 98 cobalt, it will jump out. And chances are that this last stock, because of its performance, will reverse and will surpass 105. So both trader and investor can make money. But who makes more money, it depends on what position you are. It cannot actually be determined by an outsider. Like it is said that he who feels it knows it. I can't say that the trader make more money or an investor make more money. Another thing is that you can be trading and be making $20,000 and if an investor will take position and by the time he cash out, the cash out big. So I really will not say they are both trading strategies. They are strategies that you can adopt in the capital market, especially the stock market, and make money. But to define who makes the money more, I don't think I can place my fingers on that.
All right, thank you so much for that. Before you go, please, a last word for our listeners this morning. And thereafter, drop your number for those who may want to get in touch with you.
Yeah, you know, we have been saying that the quarter one that we are expecting, especially those that we saw, are actually looking up. But this is a sign that all the quarter ones are actually looking up. You look at the result of Guinness, we have just talked about, look at the result of UPDC, look at the result of Cadbury. Look at this result and take position. My number is 002-300-9379.
Thank you, Mr. Arono, for your time always on the program.
Thank you for always having me.
All right, that's it on Stock Switch on Radio for this week. Thank you for staying tuned always. Keep in mind that Finance and Investment Watch will be live on LTV 8 Sunday, May 1st. Go TV Channel 90 and DSTV Channel 256. Make it a date with the Oracle himself. Catch up on all that you have missed on the beginning of this week on StocksNG.com, another stock market analysis that will help you make informed decision about the shares in your portfolio. See you next week by the grace of God. Same time, same station. Ruth Ibikunle, enjoy your weekend. Bye for now.